This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's battle time! We are going to the Super Bowl!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He's being chased, tries to get outside. He does!
He's got the first down!
Coming up on today's show, complete Championship Sunday recap, way too early Super Bowl preview, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've been chopping up the championship games over the first hour, and a lot of you have been patient and hanging on, and appreciate that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. There's just one phone line available. Just one. That's it.
One.
That'll be changing shortly because we're going to take your phone calls in a moment. It's just us for the next couple of hours right here. The Overreaction Monday pod, Chris Brockman and I already... What do we adjudicated that piece of business?
I don't know what that word means, but yes,
it's already we did it.
It's out there.
It's out there. It's out there. It's in there. It's up there. We're here. You're there.
I'm in the comments. Come at me, people.
Okay.
React.
Don't be in the comments.
I know it's fun.
Don't. Okay.
I only do it for like an hour.
844-204 Rich number to dial. All right, let's go to Gabriel in Washington, who's been on this program many times. Gabriel, how are you, sir?
Up.
Gabriel in Washington, 844-204. What's
Sorry,
up, bro?
Still celebrating.
Morning, come on,
guys.
Man. What's going on?
What I mean?
If that happened, Sam Darnold would have been sacked last night. Come on.
What's that?
Nothing. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the Seahawks. You guys know me. No, I honestly, I was... sweating the Rams more than anyone else. You guys know I called and asked for the Eagles. Thought the Eagles could possibly turn it on in the playoffs, but that obviously did not happen. But no, to go through the Niners and the Rams, both division rivals, to get to the Super Bowl is quite satisfying. The Rams definitely are a tough matchup for us for whatever reason. Sean McVay and Mike McDonald go back and forth. And yeah, it's it was one heck of a championship game. And Matt Stafford, I'm hoping that he says, "Man, what else do I got to do? I play like the MVP, throw almost 50 touchdowns, and still can't make the Super Bowl." Hopefully, he decides to hang it up. But no, if he doesn't, more great football next year. But yeah, I just wanted to shout out John Snyder again.
Yeah, man,
the amazing job that he's done with this. I call it a pruning of the Seahawks. We didn't have to suck for a year or two and get a couple top draft picks or whatever. It's like take away a coach, add a new coach, get rid of quarterback, bring in a new quarterback. Thank you to the Minnesota Vikings for not giving Sam Darnold a multi-year deal. That's pretty sweet. But Sam Darnold, I think he answered all the questions and 100% is a franchise quarterback.
Thank you for the call, Gabriel in Washington, and for the setup. There goes Gabriel in Washington off on his Monday in the city of the NFC champion Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. Listen, folks, Sam Darnold doing what he's done is truly one of the best stories we've seen entering a Super Bowl week in quite some time. Because he has been on a journey. Michael Irvin talks all the time about distance traveled. He always talks about that. And Sam Darnold's distance traveled started here in Los Angeles in a way, right? And as a USC quarterback, being taken by the Jets, third overall in the 2018 draft, after Baker Mayfield is drafted, before Josh Allen is drafted. Those are the two quarterbacks taken around him. And he's now beaten both of those guys to the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson was taken later. Remember Josh Rosen here in town, a UCLA guy, said that he's going to make everyone lament passing up on him. And Josh was very highly touted going into that draft. Lamar Jackson, another MVP, he's beaten to the Super Bowl. And listen, his Jets time was a disaster. There's just no other way to put it. You know, it started, by the way, the pick six on a Monday night in Detroit, but he showed how resilient he was, and they actually won that game.
Yeah.
And that was with his head coach, Todd Bowles, who gets bounced, and the Jets hook him up with Adam Gase. That word that you just said as a guttural noise, Mike, sums it up. And then it's time for Robert Saleh to come in, and the Jets have the second overall pick, and it's a new coach, and it's just like, we're moving on, Sam. We're trading you to Carolina. We're trading you to Carolina, where Baker Mayfield is. And that's another distance traveled for another day, where Baker, I hope, does make a Super Bowl in his career. Hope he earns that ability to be able to say what Sam Darnold is saying today, which is, how do you like me now? And I know that that's more Baker's brand than Sam Darnold's, right?
Sure.
And Sam had three great weeks in Carolina, right? We were joking about him being an MVP, right?
Yeah.
But that's where he started to show you he has some ability here.
Mm-hmm.
With the right mix, right coaching, right whatever. And that, obviously, he got hurt. McCaffrey gets traded. Baker gets a shot for a split second after working scout team defense. Both he and Baker wind up in in the state of California. Sam Darnold winds up on the bench in San Francisco. Makes his way to Minnesota. He gets the start, even though they drafted a kid in J.J. McCarthy, because J.J. McCarthy blows his knee out and Sam gets his opportunity and he wins 14 games. He wins 14 games and he wins the hearts and minds of his teammates. That moment where he beat the Packers and he's welcomed back into this locker room. Thank you for having this photograph ready. It's awesome. I love this picture. He is just on a shoulders of his teammates. It's all good in the Minnesota hood. They've got 14 wins. All they got to do is beat the Lions the next week. And the Lions spank Sam Darnold and the Vikings, and they wind up here in Los Angeles for a wild card game that winds up with Sam being sacked 9 times. 9 times criticized by the play-by-play man for the Vikings, who's apparently on ice right now from his gig. Just leave it there. Sam Darnold now is what? Wanted in Minnesota? We still don't really have the full story. Apparently, they were offering him something that he wasn't interested in, or wasn't enough for him to be interested in, or he didn't really believe he'd have a shot to stay the quarterback. Word is the Steelers were kicking tires on him, too. But the Seahawks decide to go for Sam after they flipped Geno to their former coach and Pete Carroll in Vegas. And look at him now.
Yeah, and his deal, 3-year, $100 million, was basically a 1-year deal. If it didn't work out, they could have easily got out from that deal, $19 million cap hit, just to let him walk. And now he has him in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably got a big payday coming.
Now, listen, I just want to revisit the Minnesota thing again, because you know how I feel about J.J. McCarthy. We'll see how it plays out. Kevin O'Connell has said over and over and over again that, and certainly on this program is the first time I heard it since he said it in other places, that organizations fail young quarterbacks before young quarterbacks fail organizations. And the avatar for that may just be Sam Darnold. At the end of the day, you know, the patience that you have for a kid may run out. The kid may also burn a bridge here and there within the building to get him out. I mean, every situation is different. That wasn't Sam's in New York. It was like, this wasn't working out. He did wind up having Adam Gase that didn't work out at all. Wound up being sent away because the new coach wanted a new situation. Wound up in the right spot, made the most of it. And now he's going to the Super Bowl as, wait for it, wait for it, the first ex-Jet starting quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl. No starting quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl has ever had, I once played for the Jets, on their resume.
Save for the one who, you know.
What?
Who?
Joe won. Namath, yeah.
Well, I mean, I used to play for the Jets on their resume. Right. Obviously, I'm talking, Joe Namath was the Jet quarterback in the Super Bowl, and it still is to this day the only person to do that. There's been no other story. I used to play for the Jets. That's never happened. You know what has also never happened? I used to be a USC quarterback. No starting quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl has had USC.
That's crazy.
Wow.
He's the first Trojan. He's beaten everybody from the 2018 draft class to the Super Bowl. Yep. At that first round spot. He's beaten everybody. How do you like me now? And again, the results weren't there in week 18 and 19 last year for the Vikings. So they decided, we're going to go with the kid. We drafted him, and the kid may turn out to be all right. And obviously, I'm rooting for him, and I'm rooting for Vikings fans. I'm rooting for all of everybody in Minneapolis right now. And so I am not sitting here saying big mistake. Certainly, because I don't know if Sam Darnold is. This is what he had to say about making the Super Bowl after his distance traveled.
I actually made it in 23 as well when I was in San Francisco. So, no, I'm just messing with you. No, it's unbelievable, man. Just the, you know, obviously those are great players, but you know, just it's more so the team. You know, just the hard work that we've put in throughout this season, OTAs, training camp. I talk about it a lot, but and I know every team works really hard in that off season when we're just working together. And but to be able to go against that defense every single day, you know, that got us better as an offense. And I know they could say the same thing about us. So yeah, we take it day by day, and that's the beauty about this team and these guys in that locker room, this coaching staff, is, you know, we're going to celebrate tonight. We're going to celebrate tomorrow in the meeting, and then we're going to move on, and everyone's going to look to see how they can get better for this game coming up in a couple weeks.
Jets, Panthers, Niners, Vikings, now Seahawks. He will become the third quarterback to start a Super Bowl after playing for five or more teams in his NFL career. The last one to do it was Chris Chandler for Atlanta in Super Bowl 33. And before that was Earl Morrill, who lost to the aforementioned Joe Namath in Super Bowl III. Sam Darnold. Ooh. Is that.
You know what other first he could achieve in this? If he wins, he would be the first redhead starting quarterback to win.
Is that right?
Yeah, I checked before.
Did you really check on that? What's the website that looks at follicles and NFL Super Bowl statistics?
You know, you just put it in there.
I didn't know that.
First, Carson Wentz won one, but he didn't start.
Hey, and let's do this too. Let's do this too, because it's a team effort. It's a team effort. But if we're going to talk about how Stafford had, you know, two triple crown receivers in his career, including one of his Super Bowl year with a guy who Darnold is throwing to right now, including that dart on third down that essentially daggered the Rams' ability to come back in this game or give enough time to Stafford to do it, you know, with Cooper Kupp. But Jackson Smith and Jigba has a chance in the Super Bowl to add to his total and come up with a 2,000-yard season. He's got 1,965 receiving yards now, including the playoffs in 2025. And that is now ahead on a list of doing it at age 23 or younger, ahead of Justin Jefferson, another guy that Darnold's thrown to, although Justin did it in 2022. Ahead of Ja'Marr Chase, ahead of Isaac Bruce, ahead of Randy Moss for the most receiving yards in a season of being 23 or younger, including playoffs. Who's his quarterback? Sam Darnold. And if he comes up with 36 yards in the Super Bowl, he'll be the only guy in NFL history, age 23 or younger, to have 2,000 receiving yards in a season, including playoffs. Who's the trigger man? Sam Darnold. It's unbelievable. It can't be said enough. And we got 13 more days to do it. Congrats to him.
Yeah.
Remember we had him on when he was a USC prospect and we told him wearing a hat in the rain for his pro day was a red flag?
We had a lot of fun with that, yeah.
We told him it was a red flag. With hair like that, you have elite hair. What should you care?
What are you doing?
Let it get.
Who cares?
We were questioning his toughness.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, on a rare rain day, you know.
Yeah. Wore a hat.
In the springtime.
I thought that was a red flag, but what do we know?
We don't have hair.
Congrats. We'll take a break. More phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
If you're ready for an oil change, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99 and receive a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. Upgrade to a Wix XP oil filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com. As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Back here on our radio show talking about the Empire State Building lit up in Patriots colors.
They're going to be lit soon.
Get out of here with this.
Nah, I'm with you, man.
Right?
Bleep all that.
Come on. Would they light up the Prue?
No problem.
In Jets colors?
Never.
So what are we doing?
They're not going to.
Well, the Jets would have to win something first.
They're not going to. The Jets would have
to. Touché, sir.
What's good, Chris?
I don't know.
It's the truth.
We'll never be in that predicament.
Not well, an option.
They think it would be Celtics colors in your town. It's the same color scheme.
That's true.
Exact same.
Do they light anything up in Boston?
The Prue does. Yeah, it does light up during playoffs and stuff. You do the ghost
socks happening?
Windows. You know, I thought it looked great last night.
If Mom Donnie wasn't too busy shoveling snow, I'd call City Hall to complain.
Well, he's got more important things.
He does indeed.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Thank you. Yeah, Bill Burr.
I'm with you on this one, Richie Rich.
Don't you think even Bill Burr would have a problem with this?
Are you guys going to root for me in the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
what?
No.
I thought you of all people would have my back.
Definitely not. Here's why.
Brockman, I'm with you.
Here's why. You got a 10-point? Oh, you got a PowerPoint?
Man.
You got a PowerPoint what? To help support
what do you
this?
Mean?
This is crazy.
Kind of listening.
You're a part of the Darnold Hive now?
What do you got?
What?
Well, I mean, first
the floor
of all,
is yours, TJ Jefferson.
He's already had enough success, right? And for years, I told this guy, hey, man, it's a good run when you have one, but once it's over for good. And he kept going, well, I don't know, well, no. And then what happened? It happened again, man. Nice. So that part I'm not happy about. I respect the fact that it happened. I'm not happy that you're there. And then sometimes he, like, you know when we ask Chris about movies sometimes and he kind of gets that, I've never watched that. Why would I watch that? Now all of a sudden, these Patriots are, another reason you should be mad, Rich.
Keep going.
Patriots are trying to take over the Warriors, a movie set in Central Park in New York.
I saw that.
And in Coney Island.
Mac Collins,
you know,
baby.
Mac Collins. And I put on Twitter, does Mac know what happened to Luther at the end of the Warriors? Because I don't think he really paid attention.
I saw that yesterday.
But did you see him walking in with the bottle?
That's
and
what I'm talking about. And here's the deal. And now you got Vrabel going, Warriors. And I love The Warriors. That is one of my favorite movies. Del Tuvo loves
Can
it. We
you
played
dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
And you know, and so now, and now Brockman is going to start doing Warrior stuff, even though last week he looked at me and said, I've never watched The Warriors. Why would I watch
movie.
It? Now, if I hear you say anything about coming out to play, or tapping some bottles, oh, man.
I might tap bottles. The bottle thing is kind of cool.
That's why I can't be. And then, Rich, you know, for Chris to always be like, he always is like, well, who have they beaten? And now it's flipped on his team, and now he... That doesn't matter anymore.
Excuse me. They only beat the top three defenses in the NFL, and now we're gonna face another one.
I'm just saying, man.
I don't know. History tells me what's gonna happen.
All the things he hated kind of came into play for him this year, and now he's back in the Super Bowl, and I don't like it.
All I'm saying is there's a whole group of thousands upon thousands of second graders in the greater New England area who have never seen us play in the Super Bowl. Think about the kids.
Nice.
Are you anti-kid now, TJ?
You know me, anything for the kids.
Anything for the kids.
But I don't like this. So, yeah, Rich, no, I'm not going to be happy for it.
I'm desensitized. I'm over it now.
Because you have no sports loyalty,
right? Chris, did I ever give you anything like nice to say about the Patriots?
What's that have to do with their loyalty? You had a hat with a New York and L.A.
Now he's over it.
I'm over it.
I'm just wondering, you know, because obviously I'm getting a lot of you know,
crap.
Comments and whatever. Like, what do you think? Sam Darnold's going to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Is that like one of the biggest jet nightmares around? And my answer to every last one of them is absolutely. 100%.
You're seeing ghosts?
The Jets were picking after the Patriots in these drafts. After them. Yeah. And then when the Jets do choose a quarterback in the top three, that guy is out. It doesn't work out. The Patriots choose the third quarterback in a draft, and he beats everyone to the Super Bowl. I mean, but then there's Bills fans. There's Bills fans who get sent packing this year in the manner in which they get sent packing, only to have the team that moves on not even advance because of their quarterback goes and breaks his ankle towards the end of that game, and then a snowstorm hits in the middle of it, and then the Bills roost atop the AFC East, do nail their quarterback, who wins the MVP, and it's clearly one of the best, and it's clearly going to, on a Hall of Fame career path, he doesn't make the Super Bowl in all those years in a row in which they win the division. That streak gets ended by a Patriots team who goes from four wins to the Super Bowl with the quarterback they drafted just 2 years ago. I mean, that's a tough one to swallow, too. If you're a Bills fan, with all of that. So there's company for you. Listen, in terms of rooting for the Patriots, you know I only root for good games. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I also married into a Patriot family. And Cooper, my 14-year-old, he's watching these games in a Drake May red Patriot throwback gamer.
Yeah, buddy.
And he's just locked in. He's losing his mind over this stuff. And the really cool thing is, you know, and maybe we'll show this picture later on this week. There is a picture of him when he was at the first Super Bowl we ever covered on the Rich Eisen Show. He was at the Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl. As what was that? He was 2015, so he was, I think he was three, four years old. And there's a picture of him looking out at the field. He doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember it. And every single time he sees Malcolm Butler catching a pass, and he's like, I was there for that? And I'm like, yep, you were. Yeah. You know? And now we're gonna take a picture of him looking out at the field, same teams, different field.
You going to the game?
Come on, man. What do you mean am I going? First of all, I'm working 8.5 hours right up to kickoff. What am I going to go, run home?
Well, sometimes you do run home.
I don't.
Well, not from San Francisco.
I mean, no, I'll be there.
Okay. I'll be there. Have a party or something.
But and you know, you have to give it up, man. Mike Vrabel is so good at his job.
Yes, really is.
And you know, and the Patriots were lucky that the Titans decided to bounce him, and that for whatever reason, I honestly don't mean to kick people when they're down. Whatever reason, the Browns decided to let him walk out of the building, and I understand that would mean they would have fired Kevin Stefanski in his favor, and that's a fan thing to do. But it's tough for Browns fans today also to watch an Ohio State Buckeye who had the Browns logo on his pullover last year. There's photographs of him as a Brown coach.
Yeah, a consultant or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Stefanski had him in there. And the Browns are now looking for a head coach right now. Grant Udinski apparently removed his name from consideration there.
Yep. After Mike McDaniel did last
year. Oh, my God. They're still, who knows? They might be on their way to hire this Nate Shielhouse right now. I don't know. But Vrabel is so good at what he does. And you know, do me this favor. Pull up that photograph one more time where he's holding up the Lamar Hunt trophy. We had our fun over the years of watching Belichick on the podium take the Lamar Hunt trophy from most likely Jim Nantz, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And he would take it, and one time he actually took it and handed it off to somebody. like you take it. I don't even need this thing. I've got enough of these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need one of these. It's just like re-gifting the Lamar Hunt trophy to somebody else because it's all about Lombardi trophies. But this Lamar Hunt trophy.
Oh, that means a lot.
It does mean a lot, Mike, because it means a mission is accomplished. I understand Patriots, you know, this is the 12th Super Bowl the Patriots are making. 12th. That is, we'll do the math. It's simple math. 12 divided by 60 is 20%.
That's pretty good.
20% of all Super Bowls feature the New England Patriots. 37.5% of all Super Bowls that NFL Network has covered have featured the Patriots.
Four more than any other franchise.
And this one, though, holding up this Lamar Hunt trophy might be even sweeter than what? When Raymond Berry did, if that happened, or certainly when Parcells did. When Patriots fans were like, are we ever going to make the Super Bowl again or win one? They make one, and the fridge and the 85 Bears boat race them.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, they make another one, and Parcells loses to the Packers and my guy Desmond. And and then they go on that dynasty. This one is 100% beyond unexpected. They join the Bengals of 2021 as the only Super Bowl participants to make it off of back-to-back four-win seasons or worse. And listen, when they realized Jerod Mayo wasn't it, or they decided Jerod Mayo wasn't it, and had the ability to hire Mike Vrabel, and even when we were on the set in Green Bay, and Daniel Jeremiah, who's joining us Friday from the Senior Bowl, was talking about the Patriots just had the best draft. Nobody thought Vrabel plus draft, plus Milton Williams and other free agents, plus Josh McDaniels coming back, plus Drake May, plus the Kraft organization equals Super Bowl instantly. Just add Vrabel and everybody else. Nobody thought that. Nobody. I can't imagine in this day and age of like, nobody believed in us and nobody believed in us to choose us to go to the Super Bowl. Not even Patriots fans would hold that against anybody in the media. Who did? Is there anybody?
Not even me and all my, I didn't even do it either. I had us winning 11 games and I thought that was a little too optimistic.
Nobody in this world where everybody's got a podcast or a show or a YouTube channel or a Substack, and everybody's posting their Super Bowl 60 predictions. Did anybody have the Patriots coming out of the AFC? Anybody? Bueller? Seriously, call us. 844-204-RICH. Show us the proof. Tweet it at us. Post it at us. Unbelievable. Certainly a 1-2. 1-2 that lost to the Raiders at home is a reason why they were in the snow in Denver yesterday rather than who the hell knows if they were hosting that AFC championship game, whether the game would have been played. But
probably not.
It really is unbelievable. Yeah. Drake May has turned into the dream come true that everybody hoped. That's why, can you imagine, the Giants were knocking on their door for that third overall pick. and whatever the Giants were offering had to have been at one split moment. There had to have been a moment. Don't you think? No, hold on a minute. It had to be so enticing, right, that Elliott Wolff had to spend just even a split second in his life saying, do we do this?
Maybe Mike was like,
or go to the Crafts.
What do you think?
Because Vrabel wasn't there yet. Jerod Mayo was sitting in that draft room. You know, like we had to,
you're right,
there had to be a moment where he either thought about turning to Jonathan or RKK and saying, do we do this? Do you want to do it? Like,
yeah.
Or do I even bring this up? There had to have been a shoot for the moon offer from Joe Shane. And they said no. And that's a watershed moment that you even 1 year in didn't even know if it could turn into that after Jaden Daniels did what he did last year. Right? Wow. And even this year, Caleb Williams is 0-2 and he starts winning games while Drake May is. And that game against Buffalo where he won in Buffalo on that Sunday night, who knew? That was the beginning of this is real. And I understand, who did they really beat? How does this sound? Everyone on the road. Everyone on the road. They didn't lose a single road game this year. And then all of their moves started blossoming together, from Stephon Diggs to Milton Williams. This is great. Milton Williams had this to say after the game, apparently, you know, because of the weather, New England couldn't fly back right away. Did you hear about this?
This morning I did.
That the Patriots couldn't fly back because it snowed in Boston. Boston is snowed in. So I don't even know if they're able to fly out or not yet. I haven't kept track of that. But Vrabel told them that you're staying in town here and there's no curfew, but you better be on that bus at 8 a.m. the next day. And this is Milton Williams explaining what Vrabel told the team.
Said no curfew tonight, but the bus leaving at 8 in the morning, so if you ain't on it, you ain't playing in the bowl. So I'm pretty sure everybody going to be on that bus.
Did he say that?
Oh, yeah. I ain't playing. He said that.
That's great. If
you ain't not treat amazing. Them like men.
That's right.
But you're accountable, and I guarantee you, I think he meant it. Unless it's Drake May. You know, if Drake May showed up at 8:02,
like Jimmy Johnson said,
you know, who else?
Different rules.
Like, that's the old Belichick story with Lawrence Taylor, where he went to Bill Parcells and he's like, I'm having problems because Lawrence is constantly late for our meetings.
Yeah.
And Parcells is like, why do you start without him?
Drake May doesn't,
I know
I
that.
Can't see him partying the night away, but Milton Williams probably could show up a little late, I'm guessing.
Milton Williams already told you. He's like, I party when I go home.
You know, and we had Marcus Jones on Friday, and I asked him what it's like when Vrabel's there, you know, dapping him up after wins. And I realized my mistake as it was coming out of my mouth, and Marcus Jones immediately corrected me. It's not just wins. He does it after losses, too. Yeah. Just they don't lose all that much. You know, just two losses in the first 3 weeks and only 1 cent. Only 1 cent.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah, second in points scored, second in points allowed. I mean, they've just, you know, yeah, the schedule has been easy. Sure, I get it. But they've also steamrolled everyone.
They're NFL teams. It's Rich, not easy.
And Come on, man. And by the way, there's only one guy. You remember how I said there's a list of Seattle playoff quarterbacks with 300 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions and a playoff win, and that list is Sam Darnold. There's a list of former Jet quarterbacks who started in the Super Bowl after leaving the Jets. That list is Sam Darnold. There's a list of quarterbacks who have beaten not one, not two, but 3 top 5 defenses in a single playoffs, and that list is Drake May. That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, and
by the way, they're also his first 3 playoff games of his career. Yeah. And usually when you start your playoff career, more often than not, you lose game 1. He's won all 3 of them. And the last quarterback to do that was Joe Burrow when he made the Super Bowl. He won his first 3 playoff games.
Yeah, and this team kind of reminds me of the 21 Bengals. Also, yeah, the offense hasn't scored a lot in the playoffs, 50-something points. But you know who else only scored 50-something points in their playoff run? The 2000 Ravens and the 07 Giants. What'd they do those years, TJ?
They won the Super Bowl.
Listen,
all that said, it reminds you of the 2021 Cincinnati Bengals. Did they go on the road and face Chad Henne in the AFC Championship game, or did they face the number one quarterback? And was it a snow game, or is it just a nice day? I've had enough. And let me just say this one last thing. I will say this. As I said, you got to play who you play. You got to beat who you beat.
Exactly.
And the Patriots need to give it up. We have to give it up to the Patriots. Yeah. You say you don't like it, whatever, it's tough. You got to give it up. They are the ones who won the AFC, and they deserve all their flowers. But lighting up the Empire State Building for them? No, that's a bridge too far. Or building too far. It's a building too far. What the hell?
Be careful what you wish for.
What the hell, Empire State Building?
Everybody wanted the Chiefs out of the Super Bowl this year, and it happened.
Yeah, right.
They have the Patriots come back.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I told you were going to miss the Chiefs. I told you were going to miss the Chiefs, didn't I? Was I right in the end?
I mean,
for all these people who are upset the Patriots have made it, and I'm like, you're going to miss the Chiefs, and they're like, oh no, these games have been great. What about now?
I mean, I know I said I'm not like, happy.
Bring him back.
Like, I got to work with Chris Taylor. So,
TJ,
how about now?
All right,
roll the break. Because there's going to be a brawl in here.
This mic will get shut off.
Roll your break. Roll your break.
Come out.
Let me get Cyrus.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich, number to dial. Hiring for your small business can sure feel like it's a full-time job, so it's important you hire right the first time. There's LinkedIn Jobs AI Assistant to help you take the heavy lifting straight out of it. It filters applicants based on the criteria you set and suggests 25 great fit candidates daily so you can invite them to apply and keep things moving. So get started right now by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Let's go to Hank in Maine, who's been hanging on forever. What's up, Hank?
Hank.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks for calling.
What's up, Hank?
First of all, I love watching you guys. You guys give great stuff and whatnot. I wanted to talk about how everyone's been calling the Patriots schedule and playoff schedule a cupcake walk. And I can see that obviously by the, you know, they played a lot. They were a last place team last year and all that. And on the defensive side, yes, they're not playing, you know, spectacular play at the quarterback position. But the way that Drake May has, you know, not played well this postseason, but he's been making the right plays at the right time.
Yes.
And it's kind of similar to, and I mean no disrespect to the greatest show on turf, but to the 99 season where they had a easy schedule in the NFL, and they essentially played nobody and won team over 500, and they made a Super Bowl run. So I kind of, are they going to, people going to say that they're, they had a cupcake schedule?
No, 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 Hank,
and
Hank,
they're a fraudulent
Hank,
team?
Hank, the bottom line is,
I mean, no disrespect to them and whatnot.
No,
and it just also seems like this team also gives a very similar vibe to the 01 run.
No, of that, there is no doubt. Although that team wound up having a bunch of Hall of Famers on it, we'll have to see how this one plays out. And, you know, two things. First of all, if you're going to disrespect somebody, you got to say with all due respect first. Otherwise,
I apologize. I meant to do that.
That's understood. It's understood. And, you know, the 99 Rams played Sapp, Brooks, and Lynch in the NFC Championship game.
And it was super low scoring.
Right. And it was 11-6 final, as a matter of fact. It's as close to a, it's just 1 point. Oh, it's just 11-6. Yeah.
Same
number of points.
Yeah.
844-2. Thanks for the call, Hank. But listen, the Patriots played who they played, and that's the end of that. I just, you know, wonder if Milt Williams is bearing down on Sam Darnold, if he's just flip it right up in the air and hand a game-changing, momentum-shifting turnover. Just maybe what he should do is just, since the trophy is from Tiffany, he should just wrap that in a blue box. Handed.
Do you think the ghosts are coming to Santa Clara?
No.
You're already going there. It's not even a day.
They hired a woman from Poltergeist.
I mean, you're throwing shots already. I got to come back strong.
We're kind of giving it.
You know what I mean? Shots already. I just spent an entire 10-15 minutes in 2 hours, both first and second hour, talking about how great the Patriots run is, and they deserve the respect. But I think the reason why there is a lack of respect on all this is you look at the dynastic Chiefs and you look at the Ravens teams of the past few playoffs, and then you look at the Bills playoff teams of the past few years, and the Patriots played teams that aren't even a shadow of any of them. And so you can sit here and say it's an easy run compared to previous years, but there are no easy runs in the NFL playoffs by any stretch of the imagination. Like, you say it's an easy run, you look Will Anderson Jr. in the face and say that to his face, you know, for instance.
You probably shouldn't.
You know, you probably shouldn't get away with that.
Keep me away with
no, but it. And just as a quick first blush, you know, preview, when was the last time the Patriots saw anybody like Jackson Smith and Jigba, for instance? You know, not in these playoffs, not in the AFC. There hasn't been anybody in the AFC like that. And you could make a case that he's the best receiver there anybody's seen all year.
Has he faced a Christian Gonzalez across the aisle from him?
No. I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying that it's going to be a test. So don't sit here and say, who is it? Sam Darnold and the Seahawks? Forget it. No. This is a different year. This is the year in which these teams have made the Super Bowl or made the playoffs. Got to play who you play. And they've beaten them all. You know? Just, I guess, which arm will Sam use? Stroud used his throwing arm, and Stidham used both his arms.
John Wooden would have loved that chest pass.
That was good. You know, don't you think?
Fundamentally, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and he was looking for the guy behind him, as it turned out.
There's a reason why they had to throw the ball like that.
There were defenders all over him. They didn't have to throw it. They could have just taken the sack and relied on their all-world defenses to rule the day afterwards.
Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
That's a good one. Who said that?
Mike Tyson.
Got it.
I don't want to get punched by him.
Coming up in the third hour, do you want to check with Tommy P? Because we reached out to him before to see if he wants to join us.
Oh, yeah. Well, is he
he's
traveling?
Will you reach out to him, see if he's landed in Alabama?
I'll text him right now.
It's Senior Bowl week.
Yeah.
It's already happening, man.
It never stops, man.
Senior Bowl's great.
Turning pages. Turning pages.
It never stops.
Combine's right around the corner.
Hey, man, checking in if
you landed. Yeah, because if he's landed, he's going to join us in the middle of hour three. When we come back, we're going to talk about Mike McCarthy getting the Pittsburgh Steelers job.
Let me tell you who's not happy.
Hold off on all that. Are you saying everyone that you know? Is that what you're saying?
Like I said earlier in the show, I'm going to say again, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get
it. I can't wait to tap into that.
Oh, man.
Sensibility.
Yeah.
And then more of your phone calls at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial.
Let's go.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show after a championship Monday. This show has been lit like the Empire State Building.
Rich, come on.
Someone pointed out they did do Seahawks colors.
Of course so they did. They
fair
did both.
Balance.
Oh, they did them both?
Yeah, they did them both.
Well, only one sticks out.
Yeah.
The other one's nice.
Yeah.
You know, the other one's nice. This
fair.
One?
Fair and balanced.
We don't need it. You don't need a fair and balanced empire.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.